the highs and lows are so extreme in sport. I mean, really extreme. And I don't think in normal life you really experience those apart from bereavement, which I have for losing my mother 4 months ago. I know how that feels. And so actually at that point when I hadn't had that in my life, sport was everything. And I got to a point of depression, self-harm, looking in the mirror and not actually wanting to be there. Did I ever expect to be like that? Being an ex-military sergeant? No. Being an international athlete? No. But I'm human. And somewhere down the line, it just got on top of me. I didn't want to be here. And actually what happened was, is the reason why I'm quite strong advocate of helping people transition is because when I finished with 2 gold medals. I was the only British person to have done that in a long, long, long time. The only female ever to have done it in Britain. And 6 months after, I still felt really lost. Suddenly, my identity, I could tell people I'm Olympian, I'm Olympic champion. I'm Olympian, I'm an athlete, I do this. Then I was reeling off, oh, I open shops here. I get asked to go on shows. I go to schools. And suddenly you're just like, well, who actually am I? Have no idea. So I got on a really bad low again. And I was starting to speak to sports people that had been to those Olympic Games with me. I'd been to 3 Olympic Games, who had nowhere of going. They weren't in the public eye. They had not won 2 gold medals. They weren't having these doors open. But suddenly they dropped.